Working life has changed. It feels like overnight everything is different, isn't it? It's a very strange new reality that we're all adapting to. And I'd like to hear from you. How are you adapting to this new way of working? You can get in touch with the Big Yorkshire Phone by calling me. I'm on 0800 389 3333. You can text me on 81333. Put Leeds at the start of your message. So Lucy Walker Recruitment is a recruitment company based in Leeds, and Christina Shields is from the company. So she's a perfect person for us to talk to about this whole new way of working. First of all, Christina, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. I'm okay. Recruitment, it's a strange old business at the best of times. Tell me about how things have changed in the last week. What was it like, say, a week ago, and what it's like today?
It's a vast change from where we were a week ago. A week ago, we didn't really see the impact. Obviously, we knew what was going on, but we weren't seeing any impact, whereas 7 days down the road, and there's a significant impact, specifically on the permanent recruitment market that we're seeing at the moment.
What? Explain that. You're going to, I knew you'd do this. You'll use some terms that we don't necessarily understand if we don't work in recruitment. What's the permanent market?
So for those that are seeking long-term roles, in comparison to those maybe having interim, temporary or contract work, so we're talking permanent fixtures within a business, that market's been hugely impacted, we'd say.
Impacted, presumably reduced. People aren't looking to...
I think that the problem at the moment is we're all in a situation of uncertainty, and we don't know how long this period is going to last and what may the outcome be in terms of the economy and the market in general. So a lot of businesses are putting maybe potential job offers that for us personally that we've received with clients that have been wanting to recruit, and they've had to put roles and offers on hold for a period of time that they're unsure of at the moment, just purely because we don't know at what point things will resume to normal and what the new normal will be as a result of the impact on the economy. Because what we're seeing is it's, you know, almost paralysed the economy as such. All industries are impacted, even those that are seeing a huge demand specifically at the moment, they're impacted in other ways and the repercussions of that demand. So it's just all a very, very much an unknown at the moment.
Absolutely. So the permanent job market has kind of, it's definitely dramatically reduced. But research out today shows there are 31,387 new job listings in the past 3 days on this particular recruitment website. What are those jobs then? Presumably it's delivery drivers and shelf stackers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it expands even further. I mean, the industries at the moment that are seeing an increase in demand and are still recruiting, and some of the roles where we are seeing clients and companies in the area recruiting at the moment, not just for the temporary roles, but for permanent roles as well, with the option to work from home with virtual onboarding, etc. But the markets, you know, retail, FMCG, supply chain, all of those roles that may not be kind of on the ground roles, but still based in offices or working from home, we're still seeing those roles both on the temporary and the permanent side, even though they're impacted and having to adapt in certain ways.
Are those jobs going to be like 0 hours contracts and that kind of thing? Are they jobs? Obviously, there's a lot of people that are going to be desperate for work at the minute. But are these the kind of jobs that you would normally be saying, actually, this looks like a good one? Or do you have any concerns about that?
Yeah, I mean, we work on both the temporary and the permanent market. So it's not something we deal with 0 hours contracts. But these temporary roles, it's more a case of a mutual candidate job seeker. They know that it could be 2 weeks, it could be 4 weeks, it could be, you know, stopped at any point, or it could potentially go on for a much longer period to become a permanent role. So I think it's quite up in the air, really, dependent on what the need is, what the industry is, as to how these roles are going to be offered going forward for this period of time.
And with those contracts, will people get things like sick pay? Is that the kind of thing that these jobs will include?
Well, these industry sectors are not a lot of the industries that we work in specifically. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty in terms of what is being made available. Obviously, the government have made pledges to how workers will be supported.
Right.
But I think because it's such a new scenario for a lot of people, we don't know what that may be, but I think the offer is the government will be supporting to the extent of what they can do.
Right. And how about yourself? Because presumably you're working remotely these days. How are you adapting?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not very different. I work from home quite often, and our business can work, you know, wherever, whatever location. It doesn't really impact us, but we are able to utilise a lot of technologies to continue our ways of working internally and externally with both companies and job seekers. And we're fortunate that we do have access and provisions in place to allow us to continue and adapt to this new norm.
I think that's those are the exact words. It is a new norm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Christina, look after yourself. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks
Cheers
very much.
Now. That's Christina Shields from Lucy Walker Recruitment in Leeds talking about, and it's the phrase, I think it's the phrase that we're going to hear quite a lot, actually. It is the new norm, talking about the way that we're all working differently. You're listening to